CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Bessie walked up for dinner, dear. Daddy just drove in. And you, Soap.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi, dear.
Oh, boy. You look as worn out as I am.
I can see you've been going through the same nightmare I have. I am telling you without exaggeration. I'll bet that phone rang every 5 minutes all day. Well, it didn't until I finally took it off the hook.
Yeah, I know. Same thing at the office.
Really?
Well, I didn't get phoned as much as stopped on the street by everybody I've ever known.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
I don't want to talk. I don't want to call. Said, did you see the letter to the editor about you people in the paper last night? At first I tried to be polite, and then I found myself getting a bit hysterical. Now, as I say, just took the phone off the hook.
Yes.
But that's not the worst of it. You're not going to believe this.
Let me tell you something you're not going to believe. You know, most people I talk to just thought the whole thing was rather amusing.
Uh-huh,
you know,
uh-huh.
But I stopped in the corner cigar store down here.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've known that guy for years. You know, I've known him for years.
Yeah, I know. Let me tell you about the trash man.
No, wait a minute. I have given that cigar store guy more business over the years.
Yeah.
And by golly, it's the last business he'll ever get from me. Now, I'm telling you.
Yeah, all right. Well, we're going to see about getting a new trash man.
I said to him, give me a pack of pipe cleaners, Joe. And instead of being, you know, the friendly way, he always has been for years.
Sure.
You know, he slapped the pipe cleaners on the counter and he said, nastily, 15 cents.
15? I thought they were 10.
Well, all right, 10 cents, whatever they are. Anyhow, I said to him jokingly,
Well,
this doesn't seem to be your day, Joe. Something go wrong?
Sure.
Well, he just glares at me, makes some crack about these wise guys who attack our school system, which is the finest in the world, I might say, and so forth and so on.
Attack our school system?
Yeah, how do you like that?
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
I don't know. I tried to explain that the issue involved had nothing to do with the school system.
No,
you know, that it was merely a question of
Leif
Erikson versus
Columbus.
You know, it was a trivial discussion with a school which had boomeranged into publicity out of all proportion.
Yeah, well, the same thing happened with the trash man. Oh, dear, all the potatoes are done. Oh, that's a mess. Look, I'll tell you about the trash man at dinner time.
A pipe cleaner's just 10 cents. You know what? I'll bet he upped the price on me.
That's the least of our worries, dear. Now, walk up
I'll
for dinner. Why are you just sitting in here looking out the window? What are you thinking about precisely, dear?
That cigar store man.
Oh, stop worrying now. Obviously, you didn't understand the situation at all. If he accused you of attacking the school system, I mean, it's absurd. Now, don't think about it.
Oh, I wasn't worrying about that. I was just wondering if he charged me 15 cents for those pipe cleaners. They are generally 10 cents, aren't they?
For heaven's sake, Bill, we have enough to think about without worrying that you were overcharged a nickel.
Look, I was not overcharged by accident. I think that guy just upped the price of pipe cleaners on me.
Why would he do that? Maybe they've gone up. What happened?
Why would he do that? I'll tell you why he'd do that. Because he doesn't like me anymore.
Well, do you care?
Yes.
Really, whether the man in the cigar store likes you? Now, let's not lose our perspective. All we did was defend our child's right to answer Leif Erikson when asked who discovered America. Now, we've made our peace with the school. It's settled. And while it's too bad the whole story got in the papers, you can't tell me that an intelligent cigar store man would be mad because you didn't stick up for Christopher Columbus and therefore would deliberately charge you 5 cents more for pipe cleaners. Gone up.
Well, it does sound kind of silly, I must say. Still, while our friends may find the whole thing amusing, it gives me kind of a weird feeling to think of, you know, so many perfect strangers getting mad at us. Like that one letter to the editor last night.
Who are
these pipers, anyway? If they don't like it here, why don't they go back where they came from?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, now, people like that don't even understand the situation. You remember, he didn't even sign his name. Didn't he have the nerve?
Yeah, anonymous.
Now, you said yourself some people just like to write letters to the editor, whether they know what they're talking about or not, just to get their names in the paper. Besides, there were some nice letters, dear.
What about the woman who was forming an outraged committee? I think those were her very words, an outraged committee to protect the good name of Columbus against people like... What'd she call us? Where is last night's paper?
Never mind. You'll just get all worked up again. Anyhow, don't forget the man who was forming a committee to promote the claims of Leif Erikson. Why, he even wants to send a delegation to Washington.
Yeah, yeah. Just to say, it makes me feel that we've created, you know, like Frankenstein, some kind of a monster here.
Yes, I guess. Makes you wonder about people. But I guess it takes all kinds. Oh, speaking of all kinds, I didn't tell you about the trash man. I've been trying all kinds of...
We expecting anybody over tonight?
No. If it's that reporter from the paper again, don't even let him in the
door. Yeah, well, if it is, I'll take a poke at him stirring up a hornet's nest like this. But...
Mr. Piper?
Yes?
Oh, Mr. Piper, may I shake the hand of a very courageous man?
Well,
Thank you. I can't tell you how excited and thrilled I am to discover at last there is such a man of courage and leadership in our city. May I come in? Oh, thank you. I've tried so hard to reach you by phone, and when the line was always busy, I knew that I was not the only one who would be seeking your leadership in a worthy cause. For mine, Mr. Piper, is a worthy cause.
Oh, well, really, madam, I'm afraid I...
Do you have goldfish, Mr. Piper?
What? Goldfish? No, we don't...
A canary? Parakeet?
No. Look here, obviously, madam, you have...
You keep no cake set?
Well, no. We have a dog and two cats and...
Thank heavens. Oh, Mr. Piper, you are the man I've been looking for.
This is my wife.
Mr. Piper, how do you do?
Yeah, well, how do you do?
Mr. Piper, I will come straight to the point. I am Mrs. Hanley J. Corey. Sure you've heard of my work.
Oh, well, I guess I'm familiar, dear. I think we can.
I started the CFFOOAF, Mr. Piper. It has been my life's work, and I am proud to say that what started as only a dream has now grown to an organization of 54 members. 54, Mr. Piper.
Yeah, well, that's fine. May I ask you exactly what...
Our organization is growing day by day, and our goal is that someday we will sweep the nation, that our combined efforts and unswerving purpose will achieve success in time all over the world.
Yes, well, I...
Mrs. Corey, I'm sure my husband understands, so forgive me for being so ignorant. May I ask what the CF... whatever you said.
The Committee for the Freedom of Our Animal Friends. It has been my life's work. Can any of us walk through any zoo without a feeling of shame that we have trapped and caged those poor animals? America is a land of freedom. But is that freedom, Mr. Piper?
Well...
Our organization needs a leader such as yourself, Mr. Piper. A man who has the courage of his convictions, the courage to pursue what he believes in. A man who can stand up to the park board and who will be listened to and respected. Oh, Mr. Piper, you don't know what trouble we've had with the park board. Those poor bears, monkeys, the camel must be given their freedom. They must be shipped back to their natural habitat. Mr. Piper, imagine yourself as a polar bear, far from home.
My dear woman, I cannot imagine myself as a polar bear.
Dear, now, we have often said we feel sorry for them.
I sympathize with the animals, naturally.
Can you walk past and see those poor little monkeys, or the alligators, or the boa constrictors, trapped inside their little cages, without tears coming into your eyes, Mr. Piper?
Yeah, well, I can tell you this much. If I saw a boa constrictor outside his little cage, tears would be more likely to come into my eyes. I don't mean to be rude. I sympathize with your worthy cause, madam. I am sorry for the animals, but it is none of my business.
Mr. Piper, we have to make it our business.
Mrs. Corey, I'm a businessman. I've had enough idiotic publicity over this Leif Erickson business. Now, surely you can understand that no matter how I feel about caged animals, I cannot afford to get involved in any wrangle with the park board or anybody else. Oh, over sending the poor little boa constrictors back home to their mothers. No, I...
Oh, you do have a canary. You said you didn't.
Well, oh, no, he's in the dining room. He's not ours. A friend asked us to keep him for a week.
Oh, canary.
Yes, Myra's canary. We do have
one. Yes. Mrs. Corey.
Oh, let him go free. He must be free.
Oh, don't let him out, Mrs. Corey. He's not ours. Oh, we have two cats. Stop her, will you, for heaven's sake?
All
right now. Okay, now, don't get excited. I finally found Betsy's butterfly nest. Now, where's the canary?
Here, Jim, on top of the bookcase.
Oh, all right. Look, close the door. Close the door so he doesn't get out of this one, at least.
He's still up there.
Yeah, all right. Now, I'll hold the net up and... Look, you take the yardstick or something. Yeah, let's say, and wave it at him. Maybe it'll drive him into the net.
No. I think we better leave him alone.
Huh?
I think we have already scared him to pieces, chasing him from room to room. Now, I suggest we put the cage in here and leave the cage door open, and maybe during the night he'll fly back in. Myra will be sick if anything happens to her dicky boo, or whatever she calls him.
Yeah. Boy, I tell you, for a woman who's supposed to be so crazy about animals, to let a canary out of his cage and then open the front door so we can fly to freedom. Why, a canary wouldn't last 24 hours outside. Doesn't she know that? Why, he's not used to conditions like that. It's just a good thing you got the door shut.
Oh,
all I got to say.
I know. Well, I know how that Mrs. Corey feels. I really do. I always feel sorry for animals in a zoo. Wonder how I'd like it. Remember that gorilla we saw one time? He just kept sitting there, peeling a banana and staring at us. I felt terrible.
Look, for Pete's sake, it has been proved. It has been scientifically proved that most of the animals in a zoo are perfectly happy.
Scientifically? How can you prove, for example, that a hippopotamus is happy?
Well, you're...
How do you prove it?
Well, I don't know. They have ways. Look, if you want to join Mrs. What's-Her-Name's organization, go ahead. But just leave me out of it.
I'm not going to join it. I just said I thought she had a point. Although I can't imagine making it one's life's work when it's so futile. Because the zoos certainly have their side of the story, too. Well, at the moment, I can't think what it is. Educational, I suppose.
How about us not worrying about it, huh? Or even thinking about it? When is Myra picking up her dicky poo?
Well, what is today? Wednesday. I'll be home Friday, I guess. If her canary doesn't go back in his cage by tomorrow morning, what'll I do? I mean, you know.
Well, just keep the door closed to my den here and don't let the cats in the house at all.
No, I guess not.
Oh, boy. Well, I guess it does take all kinds to make a world, huh? Why, can you imagine me going to the park board and begging them to send the polar bears back to the Arctic? I mean, to begin with, the poor things would probably freeze to death. They'd sit up there on an ice floe, shivering and rubbing their paws to keep warm and wondering why in Sam Hill I hadn't minded my own business.
dear. As you said, let's stop thinking about it. Let's turn off the lights and go upstairs before anyone else rings the doorbell. Come on, dear, get some rest so we can face tomorrow.
You think the elephants really want to go back to Africa and India? I mean, wouldn't they miss all the popcorn and peanuts?
Oh, come on, dear. Now, don't start worrying about the elephants.
This Saturday begins another triple crown cycle for sports fans with the running of the great annual Kentucky Derby. Naturally, it'll be carried again on CBS Radio, as will the Preakness on May 21st and the Belmont June 11th. Racing's richest rewards in cash for the winners in thrills for racing fans await you in this torrid turf threesome. Be at your set side as CBS Radio starts the action off this Saturday with the Kentucky Derby from Churchill Downs. Not since 1948 has one horse won them all. That year it was Citation. Will it happen again in 60? Be with us. It could happen as you're listening. The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn with Belle Flower and is produced by Walter Hart and directed by Dick Stenta. This is Stuart Metz speaking.
This was an original old radio broadcast, identifying radio of yesteryear. Carol Hart, thank you.